Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So, courtesy of your fabulous food and wine subscription, on the fall bucket list issue, some really interesting ideas of how to start your wine journey. They say basically start with the basics, and they're right. Although, I have to say, to start with the basics of a $50 bottle of champagne is a little intense. I would start with maybe something, I don't know, why can't you start with a $10 bottle of Prosecco to get you the idea?
So the basics that they mention are a sparkling...
A mainstream Chardonnay white, a bit of Pinot Noir, a Cabernet Sauvignon, and a Bordeaux.
Okay.
And actually, you know what? That's spot on, isn't it?
Right. So these are varietals. These are the noble grapes. They're grapes that are made worldwide. And so if you start with really sort of the classic textbook variations of them, mm-hmm. you get an idea of what that wine is supposed to taste like in its sort of classic basic variety. But I like that their second group of activities is to branch out and sort of look at the variations on those themes. So that if you were trying a Sancerre, for example, then you would go and try a Sauvignon Blanc, like a Fumé Blanc from California mm-hmm. or a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. Or if you're trying the Bordeaux, then to try a Meritage Blend from California, just mm-hmm. to see what the French do with the Merlot-Cab combination versus what the Californians are doing.
I think that's true. And eventually you end up in Italy and trying some Sangiovese, which I think is really intriguing. I really like that. And then, of course, if you've got the big bucks, you'd buy some Barolo and really see what's going on with Nebbiolo. And if you want to branch out from Sangiovese, maybe a Brunello, if you can't afford the Brunello da Montalcino.
You can do Rosso da Montalcino.
Both are very nice. I think that's really true. And then, of course, you end up with Riojas from Spain. I like this because it basically starts you with the Our wines in France and then branches you out to Italy and then branches you out to Spain and then branches you out to the good old US of A. Anything that you think should be included in your sort of beginning wine journey?
I like this category that they have called compare and contrast. It's picking up from, you know, try a Sancerre and then try a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Also try a variety of Rieslings, also a noble grape.
And know that not all Rieslings are sweet.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, try a variety of German Rieslings. Try
or
some from
Austrian,
Austria.
Yes.
Some from Australia and France, of course. I like this other category that they have called challenge your preconceptions. So trying different kinds of rosés. Rosés are so popular now. It's easy to find a really great one for $10. But go to sort of the classic Bandol. Pay a little bit more, but see what the difference mm-hmm. is.
Or Tavel would be another good example.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that they point out that even though it's been 13 years since the movie Sideways came out, Merlot still hasn't recovered from that bad reputation. So try some Merlots and reintroduce yourself to what that wine could be. Look at Australia and see that there's more than just Shiraz. As we just said, they make some lovely Riesling, but they also make Cab.
And a lot of actually really nice whites these days. So this is all from the wine issue of Food and Wine. It's their fall bucket list, and they have done a nice job. October 2017, Thou Canst Find It on Thine Own. MZ, I just have one more thing to say to you.
Yes.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.
Cheers.